It's the least scenic place we've made love yet, but we make that hotel room feel like hallowed ground. We bring each other to the edge time and time again, until I can't tell if we're making demands or desperate invocations. His hands tangle in my hair when I taste my way down his warm skin, his fist tightening against my scalp when I tease my lips across the tops of his thighs, a litany of my favorite raspy pleas in the air. He toys with me endlessly with his hands in turn, coaxing up heat into a slow rolling burn. He follows every subtle response, whispers curses and words of praise, and knowingly tells me, "Not yet, not yet," in a way that makes my body surge toward it more. Before I can recover from the burst, he rolls me onto my side, lifts my knee, and enters me from behind, my head lolling against the cradle of his arm. He stretches and fills me, his hand sliding across my hip to touch me where we're joined, until I'm impossibly on the verge again, until his deep, broken whimper in my ear sends me over the peak once more. It's like every release makes me need him more desperately. The closer he is, the closer I want him. When I don't think I can take any more, he shifts me under him again, cupping a hand to my hip. He waits for me to meet his eyes before he says, "I love you," as he enters me. "I love you too," I whisper back, voice tight and airy. A tear streaks down my temple when it ends.